Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
He's immature, at times intolerable. And certainly not the guy you want marrying your daughter. He's Bloom Daddy, and it's time for Hour 1 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network.
Bloom Daddy Notice here with you on your Tuesday morning, 6:06. I was sitting here going through the list of birthdays today. We have some really, really good birthdays. Some days we're slim, other days we are jam-packed. But I was stunned. Carson Daly, TV host, and we're not doing birthdays yet, but do you know how old he is? Take a guess, Carson Daly. Because he seems like he has been around for 40 years.
I'd say like about 52.
He's 48. I mean, I thought he was older than that. I mean, this guy's been around for a long, long time. Cyndi Lauper turning 68 today. So you know the musical choice. She's one of my favorites.
Kris Kristofferson.
And Kris Kristofferson. Did you know about Kris Kristofferson, that he was an Army Ranger?
I did not.
His family was heavy military. He grew up in Texas. Didn't really want to join the military. Felt he had to. Went to Ranger school. Completed it. Ended up leaving the Army. Pursuing his musical dreams. Was sweeping floors at Columbia Recording Studio when he met June Carter. Said, hey, can you hand this to Johnny? Gave her a cassette tape. She hands it to Johnny Cash. He throws it on a pile of other cassette tapes, forgets about it. Kris Kristofferson also flew helicopters. He decided to land a helicopter in Johnny Cash's front yard. That kind of got his attention.
I would think.
Ended up writing a song for him, and the rest is kind of history. Dated Janis Joplin. You know, me and Bobby McGee was cut by a number of different people, including Kris Kristofferson, but it didn't come big until it was really cut by Janis Joplin. But the way he rose to fame, really, really interesting. Not too many people could say they landed a helicopter in the yard of Johnny Cash in order to get somebody's attention.
Well, you know, he's 1/4 of the Highwaymen with Johnny Cash, Waylon, Willie, and Chris. And Chris is a better songwriter than he is a singer. Let's put it that way.
I agree. Wasn't a bad actor. Wasn't great, but wasn't bad. Was in a number of different movies. So Kris Kristofferson,
overachiever.
Happy birthday today. I mean, the guy's a talented guy, but... You could possibly say that. Maybe surrounding himself with the right people. How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, top headlines out there. The Supreme Court's allowing college athletes to receive benefits. Former University of Miami Hurricanes football player Jeremy Lewis saying that it's a great day for athletes who start their day at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Day in, almost 7, 8 at night at the study hall, where you have time to find a job at. So now I can focus more on sports and in my studies because I know – at the end of the month, the NCAA has helped taking care of me financially.
And this decision was 9-0. I mean, the high court ruled 9-0 against the NCAA in this case involving a player from West Virginia University and other student athletes. Now, the athletes argued the NCAA's restrictions on education-related benefits like paid internships, computers, other equipment violated federal antitrust laws. The ruling's a blow to the NCAA. This strikes down some of its long-held amateurism rules, and it comes just as some states, Connecticut being the latest, who are pushing for student-athletes to receive monetary compensation. And you notice, when you take a look at this ruling, a lot of this came down to ego and power. The NCAA, their egos, their power became so overwhelming, they didn't want to give an inch. If they would have given an inch, this probably wouldn't have gone this far. I mean, if they allowed student-athletes to have paid internships, if they allowed them to have access to free computers, I mean, we can make the argument that they're getting money for going to college, some getting a lot more than others, but the NCAA wouldn't give an inch, and that's what brought us to this point.
Well, and again, to play devil's advocate, you're right. They're getting their education paid for. They're getting their room and board paid for. Now, walk-ons don't, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But and so maybe that... But it shouldn't. I don't think it should apply to the kids that are on a full scholarship.
And you can make that argument because, I mean, they're getting thousands of dollars in a free education.
And I mean, they have all the access. Listen, if you're an athlete in college, especially at a Division I college, It's just amazing the stuff that you get.
Well, not only that is true, but also the schedule you got to keep is incredibly difficult. I mean, these guys are up at 5, 6 a.m. I mean, the day is totally regimented. You can't go and pretty much have a life. I mean, you talk to anybody that's played at a high level, you can't do it. And listen, this was a 9-0 decision, despite a conservative majority on the court that included three conservative judges appointed by the Trump administration. I mean, the NCAA didn't get a single judge to side with it. That says a lot. So there's only a handful of things that the NCAA still controls, namely eligibility and enforcement. Other than that, I mean, this was a huge, huge blow to the NCAA. We'll have more on this coming up a little bit later. How about Laurel Hubbard, the first transgender athlete to compete in the Olympics? We're live in New York City right now. Fox News Radio's Tanya Powers. Tanya, what's the latest on this story?
Hey, good morning. Well, the news broke yesterday that Laurel Hubbard, who is a New Zealand weightlifter in the super heavyweight category, will compete in the women's 87-kilogram category. By the way, if you were wondering, 87 kilograms seems to be about 191 pounds, which is
yeah, thanks lot. For that, because I had no idea.
I had to do the math, too. She was selected for the New Zealand Olympic team yesterday, which is why this is making news now. Mm-hmm. She qualified in May for the Tokyo Games after there was a rule change. She's been eligible to compete in the Olympics since 2015. Actually had a big comeback after a pretty bad injury in 2018. I believe she broke her arm, which if you're a weightlifter, that would be that. I can see where that would be detrimental.
Yes.
She had broken her arm, and a lot of folks, you know, apparently thought, well, that's probably the end of the weightlifting career. Apparently not. Proved people wrong and made the team as it was announced this week.
Competed as a man until 2013. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay. What kind of backlash is this getting from female athletes, from everybody in general? What kind of, you know, response?
In May, after Laurel Hubbard qualified successfully, there was a Belgian weightlifter that, you know, kind of spoke out about this, Anna Van Bellingen, and she said it was unfair. She said it was like a bad joke. Did not support this idea. The New Zealand IOC apparently is you know, very much behind Laurel, excuse me, and has put out a statement. The New Zealand Olympic Committee said they, you know, acknowledge that gender identity in sport is a highly sensitive and complex issue. They have said they have a strong culture of inclusion and respect for all, and are committed to supporting all eligible New Zealand athletes. So they put out a statement in support, but not everybody is feeling the same way.
All right, Tanya, thanks for the update.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya Powers live from New York City. This is political correctness at its absolute worst. This is a horrible decision by the Olympic Committee allowing Laurel Hubbard to compete as the first transgender athlete in the Olympics. It's an advantage. This is a man who's now a woman who still has an advantage. No matter how you slice this, it's an advantage. And once again, we're bending over backwards for the 0.00000001% of the population. And here's the bigger issue here, Otis, when I sit there and I see something like this. Two issues here. First of all, what about the women? I mean, all of a sudden, the very same people who shout gender inequality, you're a sexist, women should have more corporate positions, women shouldn't make less, they should be treated as equals, which I all agree with, they're silent. You hear crickets. Where are they? They're not sticking up for the female athlete out there who's saying, wait a minute here, what is going on? What about us? And the second thing here is, what did you hear constantly during the pandemic? Listen to the science. Listen to the science. The science here is pretty straightforward. As a matter of fact, all you got to do is go to a groundbreaking study on transgender athletes, and they found that trans women retain a 12% advantage in running tests even after taking hormones for 2 years to suppress their testosterone. This was research published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. They could do 31% more push-ups, 15% more sit-ups in 1 minute on average than a biological woman younger than 30 at the same time. Listen to the science. Unless that science says what you don't want it to say, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's, you know, and to get to this, to stay on this same subject, I just saw where, what is it, the Emmys? They're not, if you can check off, like if you're nominated, you don't have to be the best actress, best actor. You can be the best performer.
Oh, okay. And along the same lines, you've got Los Angeles Raiders defensive lineman Carl Nassib making a historic announcement. He's the first active NFL player to come out as gay. He did it on an Instagram video. But he said he's not doing it for the attention, Otis.
That would be the Las Vegas Raiders.
What'd I say?
Los Angeles.
Okay, Vegas Raiders. So many name changes anymore, I don't even know.
Especially with the Raiders.
Yeah. He's 28 years old. He's from Westchester, Pennsylvania. He went to Penn State. But he's not doing it for the attention.
Then
so tell me what
it?
He's doing. Exactly. Why did you do it? Who cares? Who cares what you're doing behind closed doors? And if you want to tell your teammates, that's fine. What makes you feel, Carl, that you got to go out and do this on Instagram if you don't want the attention? Who cares? And the NFL, of course, said that, you know, we embrace him, and that's fine. I mean, I don't care what, if Brian Nassib wants a sword fight with a dude, sword fight. I don't care. It has no bearing on my life. It has no bearing on your life. I'm sure he's a great guy. I don't judge people if they're gay or what. Who cares? Who cares? But we continue to make a big deal. When I say we, I'm talking about the national media and some people out there. They said, you know, we hope for a time when something like this, you don't have to make an announcement. Why did you feel like you had to make one now? I mean, is there a rule that says that you've got to announce publicly that you are gay? I didn't see it, if there is. Is there, Otis? I'm asking you.
No,
okay,
but
I didn't think so.
He did it for the attention. Yeah. He wants to be the first. Yeah, I mean, listen, somebody else could have been the first a long time ago, but they just chose not to do it.
Exactly. They chose not to do it. Why? Because it's called privacy, and it's called who gives a damn.
And it's none of your business. That's what it boils down to.
Well, here's the thing. He's making it my business.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Well, I didn't mean you in general.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
meant people.
No, I got you. I got you. 17 after the hour, 800-624-1170. You got Republicans poised to block a voting bill and key test vote in the Senate. I'm going to have more on that for you when I come back. And how about some murder rates in major cities as a surveillance video emerges showing a campaign volunteer for a New York City mayoral candidate getting stabbed multiple times on a Bronx street over the weekend in broad daylight.
This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Raphael Warnock, Stacey Abrams, and Joe Biden. They're the three people that got a very ignorant Major League Baseball to pull the game, and Major League Baseball had no knowledge at all whatsoever what issues were in play in the state of Georgia or anything about the voting laws. Look, if you want integrity in future elections, if you want confidence in future elections, this is not complicated. You need photo ID, period. It's a simple requirement. It's not that bad. You need it to buy a six-pack of beer. You needed to buy a pack of cigarettes. You needed to get into the Democratic National Convention, the Capitol. You needed to get into Joe's White House when he's not taking his little nappy. It's a simple, basic, fundamental requirement.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Since 1964, Hustler Turf has been engineering and making the original zero-turn lawnmowers right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts. Professional landscapers and homeowners rely on Hustler's trademark smooth track steering, their durable welded steel decks, and their premium reinforced seats that provide a superior ride and ultra comfort. Once you drive a Hustler, you'll immediately feel the difference. And let me tell you something else, you'll actually look forward to mowing your grass. These top-of-the-line mowers allow you to mow faster and more efficiently. For professionals, that means more money in your pocket. For homeowners, that means spending more time with your family. If something should ever happen to your Hustler mower, or you simply need a replacement part like a new blade, help is never far away with Hustler's gigantic network of over 1,000 dealers nationwide. Visit HustlerTurf.com to find one near you. That's H-U-S-T-L-E-R, turf.com.
The Pike 40 Restaurant and Bar has brunch just for you. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy, and I'm talking 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Saturday, brunch at the Pike 40. Plus, they have new menus, meaning the summer menu and the main menu have been revised. Also at the Pike 40 Restaurant and Bar in Morristown, Ohio, you can get Dutton Cattle Company Akaushi Wagyu beef at the restaurant. Try saying that five times in a row. Heck, I barely made it once. And did I mention the best outdoor patio in the valley is open also? The Pike 40 Restaurant and Bar, diagonal from Union Local High School.
Introducing Algorithm, your newest true crime podcast obsession. Discover the algorithm created to detect serial killers and how it flagged an unusual number of seemingly random murders in Gary, Indiana. A reporter tried to warn local police but was ignored.
I think the Gary Police Department should be looking at some of those old cases. They still may have a killer out there.
Listen to Algorithm on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no 9-to-5 for the trade professional. At Menards, we're right there with you. We open early to serve working pros like you. Menards has the largest selection of building materials, tools, commercial supplies, and home improvement products for professionals, with enough stock on hand to get your job done today. So if your 9-to-5 is more like sunrise till the job is done, we'll be ready for you. At Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Bloom Daddy here, letting you know Convenient Food Mart, or CFM, has locations from Barnesville to Weirton and from Hopedale to Malaga. So if you're in a hurry, you need to hit a CFM for everything from Pepsi products to omelet wraps and pulled pork. And while you're there, your CFM has in-store ticket giveaways to the Blame My Roots Country Music Festival for Friday night only. You can be right there for Walker Montgomery, Neil McCoy, Jody Messina, and more. On Friday, July 16th. Just stop in and register at your local CFM, and you have to do it by June 30th.
King's Auto Glass is your trusted source for professional auto glass replacement and repairs. King's also does residential window repair and replacement, storefront glass, and more. With more than 75 years in the business, why call anyone else? King's Auto Glass.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Car crashes don't happen in slow motion. They happen fast. In a crash, there's no time to check if your child's in the right car seat. Don't think you know. Know you know. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bloom Daddy.
/6:23 on your Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining me. You got Republicans poised to block sweeping voting rights legislation proposed by Democrats in a key test vote in the Senate today. Now, Republicans are looking at the measure as a federal overreach in the state's election systems. They're set to use the filibuster today to block debate from beginning on the measure. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying, "Are you afraid to debate? We're about to find out." Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell saying that this would trample states' rights.
The real driving force behind S1 is a desire to rig the rules of American elections permanently in Democrats' favor. That's why the Senate will give this disastrous proposal no quarter.
Now, when it comes to voting, you got a new poll found that big majorities favor some things that fall on both sides of the political aisle. 71% believe it should be easier overall to vote early in elections. And obviously, that's more associated with the Democratic point of view. 80% support requiring a form of identification to vote, which is associated with the Republican stance. Half were in favor of making voting by mail easier. 39% said it should be made harder. I think there should be some effort in voting. Those who don't want to put in a little effort, in my opinion, shouldn't be voting in the first place. You're uninformed and you're sheepish. You don't care. You don't lower the bar to the lowest common denominator. If you can't meet minimal requirements, if there's at least not a little bit of effort, then you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. Now, you got more than two-thirds, according to this poll, 69% were in favor of creating, quote, national guidelines to allow vote by mail and in-person early voting in federal elections in every state. And we've been through this before, Otis. I just don't trust it. I don't trust the early voting. I don't trust the vote by mail. We've seen too many instances with ballots found in the back of post offices. And we've heard the debate on, I mean, the post office is overburdened and inefficient as it is in some aspects, let alone being tasked with making sure ballots get to the place where they're supposed to be in a timely manner.
Well, why is it in only been in the last 2 to 3 years that, you know, before we had absentee balloting? So, like, if I knew I was going on vacation, I could vote. I could register to get an absentee right. ballot and vote. Or if I wasn't going to be available to vote on Election Day, I could
if
do
If you
that.
Had a legitimate excuse.
Right. So we've never had a problem with that. Now, all of a sudden, we're just going to make it so easy that we're just going to mail ballots out.
Yeah, because of the pandemic. But, well, everybody's scared, even though at the time, Dr. Fauci, the end-all be-all to the liberals, said, hey, there's no problem going and voting. It's okay. You shouldn't fear it. Remember when he said
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
But yet the Democrats still played it to the hilt that, you know, be scared of your own shadow. Don't go out of your house. Request absentee. Just don't trust the system. And 37%, according to this poll, believe voter fraud is a major issue.
And the thing is, it left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth.
Yep.
And it just doesn't.
Until that taste is eradicated, that taste is going to remain.
And the other thing is, it worked for the Democrats, so now they want to keep it.
100% correct. How about newly obtained surveillance video showing the moment a campaign volunteer for New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was stabbed multiple times on a Bronx street over the weekend? I mean, it's broad daylight. The guy gets him down on the ground, kind of pins him up against a car, and is just stabbing him as people are walking by looking. Now, when you think about jumping in, you see a guy getting knifed. That's a tough one to go running over and pull the guy off the other guy, because that knife gets turned on you. That can happen really, really quick. So, I mean, people were stunned as this guy's just getting knifed right there on the ground in broad daylight, 149th Street and Morris Avenue in the South Bronx. The suspect fled the scene. No arrests have been made as of yet. But I took a look at some of the murder rates around different cities. In Philly, the murder rate is up 40%. Minneapolis, it's up 56%. Portland, Oregon, 800%. I'm not kidding you, 800. New York City, 22%. D.C., 35%. L.A., 27%. I watched Jen Psaki, White House spokesperson, blame Trump. When she was asked about this, she said, well, you know, I mean, crime's really been up the last 5 years. So she, in essence, is blaming the Trump administration for the rise in crime. I saw another individual. I can't even remember who it was because it was so stupid. She said it's the police fault. It's the fault of the police. She said that's why we're trying to get rid of the police, because obviously they don't work and it's their fault that crime's up. I'm serious. That's what she said. I mean, I'm sitting here at 4:20 in the morning watching this, laughing to myself because I can't believe
there are
such stupid human beings out there. Look, crime is up because the criminal feels empowered. Why does the criminal feel empowered? Because of the liberal mentality pertaining to policing and the timeout approach to criminals. When you've got looters being, you know, let go in New York City, no ramifications for their actions, what do you think's going to happen again? Yeah, you just empowered looters to do the exact same thing at some other time because they know they're going to walk away. I mean, the idiocy just continues in America. What's the buzz coming your way next?